Vayikra begins, Vayikra el Moshe, Vadabar no elam yom oed leimor. So you see the Aleph in Vayikra is small. So why is that? Because if you look at the mafter of Parshas Pekudei, it says, Kianan adnoi al mishkan yomam veshti alay labole ko beisrob chom aseyem. That it was impossible for Moshe, excuse me, I read the wrong pasuk. Lamed hey, v'lo yachol Moshe lavo al amoed ki shachan alave ana nechvod noimolayas mishkan. That when the cloud of God descended upon the tent of the meeting of Al Moed, and the glory of God filled the mishkan, Moses couldn't enter to the tent of the meeting because the God's honor was in the mishkan. So Moshe felt he couldn't go in there. So, but he could go in there. So it says, Vayikra Moshe. God called to Moshe. But Moshe didn't want this honor. And he said, just say Vayikor, like it said by Bilam. And it just happened that God called him. So there was an argument between God and between Moshe. So Moshe persisted. I only wanted to say Vayikor. Is it God just happened to come upon me? But God says, no, write Vayikra that I called you, that you should be here with this. So they made a pshar, they made a compromise, and they made a small aleph. So, and says, what of that small aleph? What happened with the extra ink? Because Moshe wiped it on his beard, and it says from there came the glow that was on Moshe's face, that he had to put a masveh over himself because of the this extra ink, this divine ink that was on Moshe. But the fact of the matter was, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, divine ink wasn't on Moshe. The divine ink was in Moshe. It was inside of Moshe. And what was Moshe's perception? I can't go in to Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And God's perception was what? You can go in and you must go in. Come in here. And Vayikra. In other words, it depends on our perception. If our perception is we can come close and be one with God, then that's what we'll be. And that's how we have to look at things in life.